This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, September 5th. God's word for you today is Principles and Miracles. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. And it says, "The fastest runner doesn't always win the race, and the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives." There are two dimensions of favor, largely. The first is favor by principles. There are certain principles that unlock favor. For example, the principle of diligence. Proverbs 22 verse 29 says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mere men." The principle of skill. A skillful man will find favor. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10 says, "Using a dull axe requires great strength, so sharpen the blade." That's the value of wisdom. It helps you succeed. Proverbs 22 verse 29 says, "Observe people who are good at their work. Skilled workers are always in demand and admired. They don't take a backseat to anyone." You can access favor by principle, and the second dimension is that you can access favor by miracles. And this will be your testimony in this season in Jesus' name. You can access favor by principles, and you can access favor by miracles. You need both. Why do we need both? Some people focus solely on the favor by principles and they are limited. Others focus solely on favor by miracles and they are also limited. But since you know the principles already, it is time for the miracles. If you check the scriptures, when the Jews got into Canaan, God told them that they will plant and reap. In other words, for them to be sustained, they needed to operate in the principles of heaven. But when they were in the wilderness, he supplied them manna, the food of angels, and God provided protection for them. The favor they received was by miracles. So when you are in Canaan, the principles put you in charge, and that is how God wants it to be. But when you are in the wilderness, the miracles put God in charge. Miracles are mostly for the wilderness. If all you're doing is living from one miracle to another, you are still in the wilderness. But even in Canaan, there were waves and waves of miracles, provisions, and favor that God brought the way of his people. And because this world is broken, no matter how much you work the principle, for you to break some barriers, you need the supernatural favor of God. You will get that supernatural favor of God today in the name of Jesus. Ask anyone great, even those who do not know God. If they are truthful, they will tell you that a time came when they were just in the right place at the right time. It is called favor. Microsoft by Bill Gates. The operating system is not the best operating system, but it is extremely favored. There are a lot of companies whose products are not a big deal, but they are selling like wildfire because of favor. The miracle you need, God will provide, and you will encounter that supernatural favor today in the mighty name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11 says, it is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. The divine ability that causes people to be at the right place at the right time is upon you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, may your favor set me in the right place at the right time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.